Strata peeps, I wanted to talk about a minor win that I had with a scheme that I've managed for around about 2 years now. So the scheme is of 9 lots, so not a large scheme. It is on the committee. There are some older ladies who are partially investor owners, and a couple of them actually live on site, which is great to have that mix. The first AGM that I went to, I had inherited the scheme, and I noticed that their fire compliance was quite patchy. So by that I mean I couldn't see any evidence of them paying a fire contractor to come along and do things like check their smoke alarms, check their exit lights every 6 months, or to check their fire doors, which, given the setup of the scheme, they have a couple of shared hallways, which means that there will be fire doors that go into and out of each of the lots. They really did need to get those fire doors done annually because it's an annual requirement. Now, the first AGM we had, one of the owners came up from Sydney, which was great. And I basically got screamed down about whether they needed to do any fire compliance, because when the building was built, we didn't need to do that. And I pointed out to them that fire compliance is not so much a nice to have, it's kind of a necessary. And for the sake of $300 getting a compliance report done, $250 getting all of your fire doors tested, and maybe $200 every 6 months getting your smoke alarms and emergency lights tested, leaving all of the compliance legislation box checking aside, how about we try and save some people's lives? But they didn't want a bar of that. I was literally told that no further discussion was necessary. So of course I wrote on the records that, you know, the motion failed, and gave them the usual warnings about committee's requirement to see to these issues. So we fast forward around about 18 months. There's been a new owner come into the scheme who is an older lady herself, although she does work part-time. She's just kind of phasing out of work. And she's quite active on the committee, which is brilliant. So she came along to last year's AGM, and when we talked about, because I will not go quietly into the night when it comes to fire issues, I'm afraid. So I put up, again, motions for the fire doors to be checked, and, you know, quotes for that. Also a fire compliance report to be done, also to appoint a fire contractor. Now, this time around, this younger lady had some questions about fire doors, and basically steered all of the discussion in the direction of, well, I think we should get it done. Even if we just get it done once, let's get it done. Let's make sure. If it's never been done for this building, which was built in the late 70s, if it's never been done, let's just get it done. So my minor win is this. This week they had those fire doors tested, and I'm just so glad. So we've got that bit of compliance out of the way. They also have appointed a fire contractor. It took us a while to find someone that would be cheap enough, and I understand that the poor blighter is being followed around on the common property by one of the women who's quite anxious to ensure that she gets her pound of flesh. Them's the breaks. But at least they have a contractor appointed. So far their compliance is now up to date, and I don't know if they realise, but I'm certainly sleeping better at night because of those two things. So minor win, I'm very happy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.